This is Artist Stories. I'm your host, Ava Romero, and today I'm with musician Brian Lopez. Welcome, Brian.
Hi, Ava.
Brian, your band, Xixa, has a sold-out album release party coming up on May 30th. What does this show mean to you and to the band?
We have an album called Genesis that was released in February. It took a while to write it, definitely took a while to find a label to put it out, and then COVID kind of derailed all of the plans, about 8 months worth of plans. So to actually, after everything, all that's happened since we've released it, to actually play a show and kind of live in the songs live on stage, it's important. It's kind of a ritualistic experience.
This is the first time that you're going to be performing music from that album?
Yeah, we've done some live stream stuff. We basically will have to learn the songs because we wrote them so long ago. Like, listening back, I don't even know how to play half the songs. And that might sound weird to listeners, but like, honestly, it feels like somebody else wrote them at this point. It's just been so long, so.
So what do you think the show is gonna be for the public?
I think it's gonna be great. I think it's gonna be cathartic. Obviously, we're following all of current CDC and Pima County Health Department safety protocols. I think the venue is, it's outside on the plaza. I think it normally fits about 700 people. We're only letting in 150. We sold that show out May 30th. So now we have another show available on Saturday, May 29th. Yeah, and I think people are gonna need it, you know? They wanna come back out and resume life and celebration.
I always ask how this COVID year has impacted people and their art. Could you tell us about that and your newest solo album?
So for me personally, I've kind of just gone down the career path where you're touring. You jump on tours when you're available, you make money as a sideman, or you're writing for another album, you tour behind that album, and then you have to kind of write for the newest album while you're touring. And you know, you're scribbling down lyrics on like bar napkins and little journals while you're in the tour bus and just trying to like compile some semblance of a record, so once you're done with the tour, you can come back home and record that so that you can tour behind it again. And it's just this cycle, it's a perpetual cycle that it's not easy, you know, and it's definitely can break you. I mean, there's no coincidence that, you know, a lot of musicians, you know, turn to drugs and alcohol, and it's just, that's just the lifestyle. I've seen it happen so many times. It's tough, and I never really took the time to think or had the time in space and frame of mind and reference to wonder like, what, why am I doing this, you know? And I think it's just because I really loved it, you know? And I had really, during COVID, it was one of those, you have to reassess your relationship with music and what you're doing with it. And that was huge for me, having the time to press the reset button and incrementally kind of build new neuro pathways into how I'm going to, again, fall in love with the craft of writing songs. Particularly for me, that was my big thing.
Brian Lopez, thank you for joining us today.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
This has been Artist Stories with Ava Romero, featuring the stories of artists and arts organizations in our region. Today we heard from musician Brian Lopez. To listen to the full-length podcast, visit kxci.org. Artist Stories is a project of the Arts Foundation for Tucson and Southern Arizona, which is partially funded by the City of Tucson and Pima County. Support for Artist Stories is provided by Benjamin Supply, presenting a full spectrum of hardware and plumbing fixtures for kitchen and bath, and their gallery Tucson, offering national and local art in both the Tucson Warehouse and Transfer Buildings on 6th Street and 7th Avenue. Call 777-7000 or visit benjaminsupply.com or gallerytucson.com.